This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I meet with you each weekday at this time to just keep your life focused on your relationship with the Lord, the most important thing that there is in your life. If you allow yourself to be distracted in your life by the pressures of life and the stresses of what has to be done and the needs of the people around you, and the expectations at work, and all these things, if you allow your life to be just the sum total of the pressures that are demands placed on you, your life will not be what it needs to be. The only way your life can fulfill its purpose is for you to have a healthy, good relationship with the Lord, and you need to put your time with God first in your life in order for that to happen. We're talking this week about having a passion to serve. Part of that is being a servant of other people, having an attitude of ministering to people so that I'm constantly looking for ways that I can encourage and help and minister to the people around me. Another part of that is having a passion to serve and honor God Himself, to minister to God, to glorify Him, to do what I know He wants in my life. The book of Daniel is full of examples of that. Daniel was such an amazing man. And you remember at one point in Daniel's life, he was elevated to a position of great power in that secular kingdom. And the other people with positions of power were very jealous of Daniel's position, and they looked for ways to discredit him. And you remember they persuaded the king to pass a decree that he was so great that no one should pray for a month to any other god, but only they should worship the king. And the king gave his orders, and yet Daniel, as soon as the king made that order, Daniel went up to his regular place of prayer, opened his windows, and prayed to God. He wanted everyone to know that he honored God, he served God. Well, it resulted in Daniel being taken to the lion's den, and this was the punishment. And he was thrown in with that den of lions. The king was very sorry, but he couldn't go back on his law after having made it. And so the king arose at daybreak and came down there, and God had preserved Daniel and kept those lions from harming him. And King Darius, made a decree and a declaration, and he wrote to all the peoples and nations in his entire empire and said to them, verse 26 of Daniel 6, "I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and enduring forever. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Well, it looked like Daniel's commitment to serving and honoring God could be his downfall, but it wasn't. Whenever you choose to serve God when it's inconvenient, God will use your honoring of Him to accomplish amazing things. Daniel's servant attitude towards God brought incredible glory to God throughout that entire kingdom. Daniel may not have known the long run of what his obedience to God would do, but he put aside his own needs and feelings and honored and served God. And God performed a miracle which impacted all of history. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.